petitions, 4.0. Do you have any petitions? No petitions to table? No one in our gallery to ask public questions, comments? Approval of the minutes, regular council, May 10th, 2022. Moved by Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor Gidney. All those in favor? Minutes of approval of the public hearing minutes, May 17th, 2022. Moved by Councilor Carrollton, seconded by Councilor Romero. Questions? All those in favor? Passed. Recommendation 7.1. Levy, Municipal Clerk and Diversity Coordinator. This was, is presented as a recommendation, as this was part of our discussion at our last meeting. So there is a recommendation within the package. Councilor Charlton.
I move that the Council of the Municipality approve revised policy 23 respecting regular meetings.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks. And Mr. Levy.
Yeah, so as in your package has indicated that in our last discussion on May 10th, there is an amendment that is proposed in policy 23, respecting regular meetings of council. The primary changes are in sections 4 and 5, where section 4, the meeting to be held in North Queens has been proposed to be moved to June. I contacted the North Queens High School if that's in conflict with any of their graduation events this year. And also section 5, states that there will be no fourth Tuesday of July or August.
If I just have a quick question to both the clerk and our CAO. If we had to hold an emergency meeting, did it say no regular council meeting?
Policy name of regular meetings.
Regular meetings, right. So you could still hold an emergency or special council meeting on that date. Didn't correlate the title to it. Any other comments, comments? And ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Pass.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 7.2. There is a note within your recommendation within the package. Councilor Gidney.
I move that the Council of Regional Queens Municipality agree to waive policy 58, company alcohol municipal property at the request of farmers market, September 1st, Building 4130, quarterly, December 31st, 2022. That the applicant be required to submit proof of insurance of no less than $2 million per firm, probably a conditional insured. Copy of the in effect liquor license from the province of Nova Scotia to the region. All municipal, official, and federal laws strictly adhere to.
Councilor Gidney, and that's seconded by Councilor Romero. Any questions regarding the wavering of this? Councilor Charlton?
Is this something that has to come back to council every single time? Are you thinking is that kind of policy? So where they're always abstaining and they're always using the same period of time.
The questions? And I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Director Grant, can you just wave to the table, please? There is a recommendation. Yes, within the package. Councilor Hawks.
I move that the Council of Regional Queens Municipality approve the rebuild of the 2010 Cat H landfill compactor, cost of $688,173 plus the test fee, cost being funded through the draw from the landfill reserve.
Thank you. Seconded by Fancy. And as we know, we budgeted this, but Director Grant, you can just give us a little bit of detail of the final price?
Yes, over the last couple of years, we've been working with Formon Pet towards this. Originally, it was the replacement machine, but as you can see from the report now, the replacement cost is extreme. Urged us and convinced us, I guess, to look at another option, which is a certified powertrain rebuild. Jurisdictions out there that have done 3 and 4 of these consecutively and still have full function and great work machines, so certainly a great possibility. Initially, I guess in discussion, we hadn't anticipated the wheels being in the condition they are, but soon they discovered that the wheels are severely worn.
Right, and this certified rebuild is good for 6,000 hours or 60 months?
That's right, so it'll extend the warranty and beyond that, I mean, we'll be on the hook for it, but at this point, I would expect that with this rebuild, we should be good for like 10 years with the same machine and be looking to buy somewhere off.
Questions of Director Grant? Councilor Brown?
You said that a couple of other jurisdictions have done this sort of a rebuild on them and been quite successful?
That's right. Guyfer, in particular, has done 3 and 4. They found this 4, and then at the same time, they weren't sure. Chester has done at least 1. Three of the other options were to a full rebuild at like about $1.1 million, so there is some savings there, and that generates new serial number and all that stuff. There's certainly lots of other people out there that are doing the same thing, the same
way. Any other questions? No, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 7.4, Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw. There is a recommendation within the package. Director McLeod is settled. There is a recommendation within the package. Councilor Brown.
Recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality give second reading to a revised Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw, and that the documents be forwarded to Nova Scotia Municipal Affairs and Housing for ministerial approval.
And that's seconded by Councilor Fox. So, Director McLeod, just a brief update. Through this and
yes,
comments you would like to make?
No real new comments, I guess just as a brief overview. We've been at the process of preparation of a revised planning strategy and land use bylaw for well over 3 years now. The project very detailed as public engagement. The processes that were undertaken by Upland Planning opened comprehensive stakeholder engagement throughout the duration of the project, the preparation of the detailed background papers on, I guess, the current status of Queens County policy direction papers. Several iterations of draft documents were prepared. Final draft was completed in February of 2021. The documents were populated for first reading in February. A time that the pre-public hearings held to gather input from the public on the draft documents. The recent being held on May 17th. So I think we're actually going to see the count of the council in the second reading.
Questions or comments? Councilor Fancy.
It has been a long process. Started off with COVID, and we saw through COVID. Happy or uncomfortable. So we're concerned the
living document and one that can be amended. And I recently discovered that in the Hamlet zone, someone wouldn't be able to put a greenhouse in what was considered the front yard, even if they had. So I don't personally believe that this document is at a point where it should be sent back. There are developments being held up, where we're sitting right now. But in saying that, I do understand that there are some concerns, which I have mentioned before, and who are director of planning. So I do intend to support it, but I think that as a council, should be having more conversations about food insecurity. I mean, we just had that presentation, the poverty children's things, and so I think our staff did the best that they could with public engagement and engaging people. I wanted to be engaged at the time. Some people weren't aware of everything, and I think in the recent, even maybe 6 months, with the cost of groceries, people are now afraid and are paying more attention, and they're thinking, you know, how can I try to provide for my family better? So I personally think that we can have some discussions and educate ourselves more, and maybe I think if we could look at having someone with agriculture experience have a seat on our planning advisory committee, like, you know, standing. I think that those are things that we could improve to move forward, but I don't think the document is bad.
I have the same I reviewed it. I believe that there's still some things that we haven't addressed, that can be addressed. However, I'm on the same, that we cannot have everything done, and I think we should move along. So my thought is to move along with this, and then some changes come up, and discussions come up with the residents, that we can look at it on a more individual basis, and maybe that's not the correct word, but and work from there. But I think it's time to move on, and I agree that we should proceed.
Brown?
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of negative about this in social media, but I think that's a smaller number of people who are very engaged, and it's good to see people engaged in the process because it pointed out things to us. But I've also been through the community and talked to a large number of residents in the community who also took the time to read the document and are very happy with where we are with it now. But I think for me, from my experience in talking with the community, the vast number of people I talk to are in favor of the document going forward.
I think that maybe, yeah, I'd like to see maybe yearly just what we can make amendments to what issues come up once a year, once whatever, right? Because there will be issues come up. And this is when we do it.
I have a problem with.
Stepping me, I am going. You go.
I can't vote on it, but I'm going to speak on it.
Yeah.
No?
Can't vote, can't speak. That's up to you, what you decide to do.
Councillor Fancy, because I'm known to hand the chair over to you, so there's one half last word. I'm going to have to call for the vote. I thought about what we've been hearing, and I realized that this document protects rural values. I spoke to Ian Watson after the last public hearing, and he said the committee actually heard from people living in rural areas like Western Head and Mersey Point, who didn't want farms, who didn't want forestry. What this document does is it protects rural values in our rural areas. It says, yes, you can have intensive farming. Yes, you can have wholesale livestock. Yes, you can have forestry uses. So So it protects us in our rural values. So I am definitely supporting this document. It's a living document. If we notice things coming astray, we can correct them. But for our, right now we're sitting in between, and we will never please everyone, no matter what we do. And I believe this is the best that we have at this time to put forward to the citizens. So I will definitely support this document.
Anybody else who has a final comment before we vote?
Well, I do think there is some changes that it does need to be made, and I'll oppose it.
Proponents, all in favor? Contrary minded? Passed.
Thank you. Director Grant, you are back to the table again. There is a recommendation in our package respecting a 2022 track excavator purchase. Someone wants to make that recommendation? Councilor Charlton?
I move that the Council of Regional Queens Municipality approve the purchase of the 2022 PC-238USLC-21 excavator with extended warranty and trade-in of a 1991 Caterpillar 215 excavator at a price of $310,000 plus HST. We brought it from the equipment reserve.
And that's seconded by Councilor Romero. Again, this was a budgeted item.
That's right. So it's a budgeted item. We went into the market to three Nova Scotia-based equipment providers and suppliers for the division of the proposals. One didn't respond, the other two both responded with, although there's no real difference other than the price and trading value, and it didn't have to be the lowest the machine is more or less a direct replacement for a 31-year-old piece of equipment that has a severe amount of hours, more than 20,000, which is unlikely to be needed.
Any questions, Director Grant? Councilor Gidney.
The value. What is the value? I don't know what you get for trade. I'm just very.
So Wilson's offered us, I believe, was 15,000. They're probably offered 20,000.
Charlton?
Is it typical when these solutions go up that one or more don't respond?
In talking around with different contractors, Grant has moved out of the government focus and that kind of lens, and they're looking just to buy the market right now. I did speak with their sales rep, and he asked if one of them, and why he didn't think about the code. It's not unusual in today's market. The availability of machines is very limited. So.
Other questions before I ask the question? Not all those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 7.6 Road Naming Lavender Cove Road. Who would like to make the recommendation? Council Deputy Mayor Muse, District.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the naming of an existing driveway off Highway 3 in Portland 2 is Lavender Cove Road.
And that's seconded by Councilor Brown. We heard about this in our discussion point. Are there any further questions of Director McLeod? If not, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed. 7.7. Director Vino. This came to recommendation as it came from a committee with a motion, and hence we find it as a recommendation rather than discussion because it had already been through a committee for discussion and recommendation. So would Councillor Charlton, who sits on the Audit Internal Committee, and seconded by Counselor Brown, who also sits on the committee.
So, I don't know if you all remember last year, but we had some issues with evaluation allowances. There was some subjectivity in there, so our staff worked very hard to create a policy that has specific methodology that would take the subjectivity out of whatever went into the allowance. And it also ties into the new accounts receivable collections policy that we brought to council for their approval. So what will happen now, the timing is fine, so that as soon as an account becomes arrears such that it becomes part of the valuation allowance, it's then on kind of the agenda for the next tax sale. So it's just part now of an ongoing process. And again, I'll remind you that even though you see the valuation allowance is $161,000, that doesn't mean that's the expense. The expense is actually $79,000, and that doesn't include the tax recovery, because remember now we don't net everything out together, we do things separately. That doesn't include the tax recovery that will be on this year's financial statement of $162,000. So our collections have grown by leaps and bounds in the last 18 months. We've been doing a very good job.
Questions?
Okay.
Call the question. I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Liverpool Business Development Center and Director Grant, you might as well join Director Vino at the table. So we're back to this discussion point. Last time it was asked, or actually Director Vino offered to provide the tables that you see within the agenda showing various levels of financing, and this is assuming that the leases that are currently in are not released, because we can't assume those things.
Well, we have two scenarios that are presented.
Right.
One scenario with the existing leases
not
continuing, and then one with the existing leases ending.
Right. And it's, either way, they're there.
They are. They are.
Large, large numbers. So where should the discussion begin? I think we've all seen the numbers, and I mean, it's always, this isn't any way of not influencing anyone, but there's always the choice of hold our breath and hope it stays together and have a contingency plan in case it doesn't. And mm-hmm. Councilor Romero?
I'm up to the way of the line here, but we're looking at building the library, and it's going to cost us $3 million. So if I can't afford the truck that I have now, I don't think I'm going to go out and buy a truck that's better. So I'm really lost on why we'll be spending the money and not taking the money that we have and putting into this heating system and holding off in the library. I got a few calls about this from people saying, you know, if we can't afford what we have now, why are we going to start building more stuff? Listen to the constituents.
thing, so if that building was in here right now, then it would be a different conversation, but it's not in here, so 100 jobs there, I think. And the library serves a different purpose, in which they provide support for people that community need them. I think children specifically to that already presentation. So I just, I realize it's a lot of money, but we do have options. Get it, it's not gonna put us in a negative situation, particularly, it's my thing. It's funny, I mean, I know we can drain a reserve if someone, if that's what wanted to happen, but we have options to long-term borrow where it could potentially affect taxpayers minimally, or am I off base?
Councilor Graham, state disruptive. White one behind it. White one. Behind the left one. So, to your point, Councilor Charlton, what I wanted to do when I made these, schedules was to put in the net amount at the bottom that it was going to cost. So, right now, a penny on the tax rate is about $100,000, give or take. So, you know, if you look at that, it's going to cost, you know, between 4 and 5 cents if we lose the tenant. And I think between 2 and 3 cents if we don't. Yeah. So, the taxpayers are going to be subsidizing that call center. And yes, you're right, we do have options for financing, but, you know, we only have so much in a surplus. We committed our surplus for this year. I think one of the things that stood out to me when I did the schedule was was the way that the debt works. You notice that we don't actually start paying anything back till 2025, because the way it works with municipal borrowing, if the project has to be 110% completed before we go to the MFC, get a debenture, and then it's on the next debenture release. So you're looking at, you know, a span of 3 years before that starts to hit the tax rate. It's a way out. So you have to, you know, consider that in terms of a legacy of what the council will be leaving. And I'm not trying to steer you either way. I just want to make sure that I communicate the information that I gathered, and with the help of Director Grant, we had a conversation regarding the additional things that need to be done above and beyond the $2 million, which I think I put in the report. But all of those things have to be considered when you're making your decision.
So Director Grant, what if we do nothing?
It's like anything, it's a matter of time, and it will fail. And we will get tax for it, and we will come. We're going to be in a hard place trying to find alternative temporary solutions and waiting for everything else from now. It just seems like parts every day get more and more scared.
So if you had to, Director Unknown, recommend one of the scenarios you put forward, which one would it be?
And I don't feel comfortable enough making that judgment call, because I really haven't been spending long enough. So, no, I can't afford it.
But looking at it on paper,
Mayor Horn, if I may,
mm-hmm.
Staff were asked to come back with options for costing it. Staff did not analyze if we didn't cost it or if we didn't do anything. We just came back with costings for doing it. So I think it's, you know, staff are not in a position here today that we can answer what we would do, because we haven't analyzed all the options. We've only analyzed what it would cost if you financed it yourself through different mechanisms.
Are there other options?
Lots of other options.
So should we direct staff look at other options, if there's other options? I mean, I don't know what any other options would be, but if there are other options, rather than fixing it, then I said, what if we don't fix it, then could we have a plan in place if and when it failed? It's 18 months, started yesterday, we're 18 months before, and that's a good time frame for it to be finished. And that would only put about, that's a good...
That's 18 months.
And that leaves a year and a half. Please.
I can certainly talk with Dale and Neil and ask council with some other options. But then I'm comfortable with what we're looking at. See if Neil has it fine.
I'm not worried about the money that we put into it thus far because it's paid for itself.
On order. Hang on.
Yes.
Aren't we looking at the financing options here? I don't think there's no other options on the table right now, so why don't we discuss this first? I'm a little lost
I've
where we're going.
I've sat here and no one has said anything, and I've waited in silence for people to speak.
And I'm pretty sure you're supposed to pass the meeting over to me.
And no one spoke. So if you'd like to speak, here's your chance.
Well... I think we have to look back at the finances.
Councilor Gittin.
I think we're one on this. If we buy the unit, everything goes according and everything stays good, and if everything's working, it's going to cost us 45%. That's right.
If everything goes well and the lease continues, it's going to cost you between 2 and 3 cents at today's pricing on the right, on the tax rate. But I didn't, you know, I built in a small increase to power bills. It's hard to really estimate 10 years out because that's what the debentures have to be retained.
No, I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
Either way, we're still losing money. Is that correct? Like, there's no win here. I mean, the win here is the employees, but I mean, there's no win out of our coffers. Like, we're losing money on this.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. But that these are not, as CIO McNeil said, this is what I interpret as your ask. Was
no, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying
but there
this.
Are,
I'm just,
there
I'm
are
not anywhere else. I'm
probably other options.
Yes.
So, you know, if that's something that you want to discuss, our CEO with Dean and I can put something together for the next meeting.
Councilor Charlton?
Councilor Gittin's point about pricing. Wouldn't we lose 1 or 2 cents on it when it's sat empty? Just general maintenance?
When it was empty, we also paid 1 cent was awesome.
Fancy.
I guess the other variable in this is that we have contracts. But if some reason if you let it go, been for a year or two, and we were happy, and everybody found to be the best case scenario. But it also just broke down how we, here's what's our responsibility is.
As a landlord, you mean?
Yeah, as a landlord.
From an occupational health and safety perspective, we go back to the incident 8 years ago. Got to when early possible. I think at that time, we had some wage units. Couple of teams in Toronto, we got some of the off and all over, you know, those, very clear up. Kind of change, we think we've already had a couple of years in there.
Going to put it all.
Have to go back and look at, I don't know if you can remember now, whether that cost days is still.
164, I recognize, welcome again, Councilor Brown?
I think we also heard that the generator is gonna be in need of replacement.
Yeah, she was that.
Yeah, I can't remember right off the top what that was expected to cost.
The replacement that you would be worth $500,000, so it would be a new replacement, right today, if not, it's unexpected to be from all the things that are going to your lifespan in there, it doesn't have a lot of hours on it. How do you think it's going to be paid out to your farm expectantly?
Yeah, well, the.
Maybe the cost of whatever made in your home, your windows, roof, stones, everything.
Just another number we have to add in to make the decision, because it's $2 million is the number we're talking now, but it's gonna be more.
So, we talked before about potentially being sold, that would include an appraisal, but to me, I think regardless of whether we want to sell it or not, I think we still have to somebody talk it, I'm just hanging on to the occupational health and safety and that liability, which is against my grant. So, clarify, because I'm not really sure where this conversation's going, or if you have to have options brought back. Does that look like we initiate planning process, and potentially an appraisal, see where we stand, I mean, I know we can't get all, we can't all that money that we spent on regardless, but I mean, you asked if there are other options, or she always said yes, I'm just wondering, I guess, what does that, that look like us saying right now, we need to see those other options, and then this conversation stop next time, I just don't wanna waste any time.
Deputy Mayor Muse?
So, in discussions before, Adam, you said that the building is, can last 30, 50 years, is it a regular maintenance? It's not, none of this is, I mean, the heating system, sure, maybe it should have been done a little different when it was built, but, so, once we have put the four different units on there, I think, you know, the building's gonna last 30, 40 years, I think for economic development, we'd be foolish to look at something else, I mean, it's gonna cost us money. You know, like I said, it was costing us money when it was sitting there empty, at least now we got a contract for a while.
Councilor Mero had her hand up.
It is gonna cost us money, it's a big decision to make, I just think we would have been aware of it. It was so much, for the health of, but I would like to know, well.
That was just my comment, was I sort of asked a question, I just, where we were going here, like, well, there's mentioned there's lots of other options, so, does that need to come back? Because I think we can't prepare all of these four plus right now, obviously, but what does that, what other option? Maybe to express some other options?
Oh, the staff haven't had a chance to look at the other options, like someone said the status quo, I mean, that's an option, to just let it run its course. And there's other options as well, some people have mentioned a few things here tonight, but staff haven't had a chance to actually go through over the longer list of all of them, but there are other options, obviously. But council comfortable with one of these two options, then it doesn't make sense to go back and do other options, if council likes
Fancy?
I don't think any of us are comfortable with any decisions, but it seems to be quite obvious that this is a long-term, even if you're saying you're saying you have a 3-4% now, and then, you know, the venture comes due, you're gonna, like buying a new fridge, the venture didn't get an interest free for this year, you're gonna have to finish the bank for it, so, I don't want to pass it off to another council too, so, I think I'd rather hear all other options. I'm not going to, I don't know anybody else.
Anyone want to make any suggestions for discussion or recommendation? Meeting? Charlton?
So, for the design process, I mean, this looks somewhere at like 85,000. So, and that would be an unbudgeted item, correct? So, is it possible to have options brought back? I'm assuming that would be under the discussion board? Is it all, is it possible to have a recommendation for that planning if we figure out where we want to go, but the recommendations come before for the option? Well, if no one else is going to say anything, then I'll move that we have staff prepare a report for options, because I don't think anyone else is willing to.
Understanding that the options may well put us back to this point here.
Mm-hmm.
And it may well be that this is what we end up having to make a decision on.
I think the scary thing is that we're at the point right now that we don't know what we don't know. So it's hard to make a decision based on us having no knowledge of the whole process. Well, we have to decide, what are these jobs worth? If we're looking at a $200,000 loss every year if we do this, are 100 jobs worth $200,000? Are we willing to put $2,000 a year into jobs for that center that will create $30,000 in economic spinoff to the county in wages? It's just, you know, another way of looking at it, maybe.
Did anyone second Councilor Charlton's?
I was going to second it.
So it's been moved and seconded that this come back with other options, may not necessarily be fixing it, just all the other options that we have.
Yep.
And then we'll have to make a decision, and we can't keep putting it off. Need to make a decision, one way or the other. Are we in agreement with that? You need to vote on that? Other option 22. Councilor Gibney, you seconded it. I'm calling for a motion. Okay. And on that note, I think we're going to take. Moved by Councilor Gibney, seconded by Councilor Hawks, and moving camera. All those in favor?
Can we just take the.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. 15 minutes.